Here we go, bonus episode. We are so tired.
It is 11:12 p.m.
And we just recorded a normal episode, so we're gonna
go listen.
Yeah,
nice hair.
Thanks.
Lovely.
You're gonna be really mad at me. I cut my own bangs.
I had a feeling you would.
You always do. And then,
well, no, yeah. I literally specifically asked her when I did her hair, if I was like, do you want me to cut your bangs? And you're like, no, I think they're fine. And I'm like, okay, sounds good.
And bangs grow fast.
Well, no. And that's the thing is I like trim them, like obviously, but I was like, okay, so it sounds like everything is growing out a little bit. Like, I shagged it up a little. I'm like, do we want to do the scene kid bangs? And Ashley's like, no.
Because it's a very specific, like, razoring, right?
Were you drunk?
No, I was sober at work, and they were just annoying me.
Okay.
It's more like curtain bangy. Slash not.
Yeah, it's so curtain bangy when your side part is that aggressive.
It's usually a lesser. I can't see where my hair is right now.
If you center parted your hair, it would probably be curtain bangy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear so many stories, though, Moth, of Ashley cutting her own bangs when she's not supposed to, and you're gonna get mad. And
that's
I'm really good at my job.
I've come to terms with the fact that Ashley's never gonna do 100% what I want.
That's true. That is very true.
That's what I get for knowing you for how long? Fucking 12 years, 13 years. Yeah,
you just know better by now.
Right, I know better than to expect good things.
All right,
only chaos.
Yep,
always chaos.
All right, so bonus. These are kink confessions. If you want to send yours in anonymously, you can send them in to our Google thing.
Google Doc. We have a Google question.
Form.
Yes. That says things on our beacons, I believe.
Beacons, yes. And yep. It's also pinned on all of our social media, the link to it. So go and tell us all your weird stuff and we'll read it. Yeah. Maybe that's your kink. All right. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Their confession was bisexual, cuckolding, and humiliation.
Short and sweet?
Short and sweet.
Okay.
Shout out.
Yeah. Thank you for submitting that.
Shout out. Just checking the boxes. Just going down the list.
Yeah.
Hey, just so you know, it's these things.
check.
Right. If you could talk about them, that'd be great.
Like, I'd really like it if there were, maybe we touched on these a little more, you know?
Okay.
I can humiliate you. I'm really good at that.
Yeah? She could.
Tell you you're a dirty whore.
Send her some money and she will.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go next?
Sure, I'll go next.
Okay.
2 months ago, I had sex with a woman who's almost 25 years older than me. I fantasize about wanting to see her again, but she has a family, like a husband, 2 boys. One of them is older than me.
Okay. Wait, so was she cheating or is this all?
Oh, she's definitely.
Okay.
Cheating. Yeah.
I feel like this definitely sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, she has a husband, so.
That doesn't matter. Consent of that. That's a thing. Okay.
I feel like his reluctancy
to
see her again.
Right.
Means that there's shady shit happening.
He feels like he's going to be a homewrecker.
Right.
Be careful, friend. Yikes. Yeah. Good luck. Okay. All right. I guess I'll go next. There was this very attractive lady that would frequent my coffee shop I worked at. We would talk and eventually I developed a crush on her. One day, she forgot her sweater. After close time, I brought it to the bathroom with me and smelled it while I jerked off to her scent on the sweater.
Now she has to wash her sweater.
If she ever gets it back.
I don't know.
Imagine him giving it back and it's just full of
I got shoes back
his
that
spunk.
Day. Oh my god. You talking about this?
No, not yes. This.
You know the shoes man.
The shoe
there
story.
Was a shoes man. He liked to fuck the shoes. Let's move on.
And wear our shoes.
My cat has a shoe fetish. She falls asleep with her head deep into this like shoe all the time.
That's so funny. That's so cute though.
It is.
Cats are fine. People are not.
I don't know what she's thinking.
Terrible.
All right. I got my uni recommendation letter by having a threesome with 2 of my male teachers. I think they deserve, I still think I deserved the letter. I had got top grades at the school. They were refusing to give it to me because one knew I had sex with a teacher in another school and they wanted in on it. I didn't report it because I wanted to have sex anyways.
Wow.
Proud of you.
I mean,
fuck your way to the top.
I was like, right. The bag, whatever.
I don't like how they held it over her. Like, no, I know you've done this before, so you can do it for us too. You don't like that, but.
You know if it was a lady.
Oh, I thought they specified.
I don't think so.
Sounds like they wanted it. Yeah. So if it's like right. All consensual at the end of the day.
Nothing says that they are a lady.
Oh, okay. Well, no matter what. Yeah, as long as it was whatever, then good for them.
Right. GG. Again, get that bag.
Get that bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how you got there. It doesn't matter.
Get that bag and bread.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Bag the bread.
Do you still have to pay for college then?
Like, yeah, that was just a recommendation letter. I mean, who knows what they did after that to get in, you know, right. Maybe, maybe not.
I was like, I mean, I don't know, put that into a thriving OnlyFans account.
Yeah. Or not have to use the OnlyFans money because they just gave it to you for backing them. Yeah.
Totally.
Keep it a secret.
Get the bread and the bag. Yeah. Again.
The bag bread.
Okay, so my next one, I don't really have words. So I'm just gonna read it.
Read the words.
I will read.
The they words. Worded it for you.
They did do that. It is words on a page. I don't know, saying it out loud. I have a crush on Tom Holland. He's way better than Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield.
Can confirm.
But I'm looking at his feet and I wonder, what do Spider-Man's feet smell like? I mean, he showed me his bare soul in an interview. As if I was there, I would have sniffed his foot on sight.
I don't know many people who would not, I guess. If they're that
his feet?
Yeah. Sniff his feet. I mean, I wouldn't, but if you're that into him... I'm sure a lot of people are, you know, if it's a celebrity, like if you're that into them.
I don't think I'd sniff his feet.
I wouldn't either, but I bet there's a lot. Foot fetish is a huge thing. And if they're a celebrity, I'm sure they have lots of, I don't know.
Foot fans?
Yeah. There's like a celebrity foot fan like webpage.
Yeah.
Wiki Foot or whatever it's called. Yeah. Wiki Feet.
It's all of like celebrity feet. Mm-hmm. So you can...
Yeah.
Enjoy them.
I'm so concerned by the internet.
Not surprised.
No, I'm
by
not
the internet, but...
but I'm not happy about it either.
I'm sure there's a hands one too.
Oh yeah.
All right, last one. My boyfriend and I have shower sex pretty often. I love it when he puts a washcloth over my face. It feels like I'm getting waterboarded. Yep. While he pounds me from behind.
That's aggro.
I would not be into that. But okay, wow,
these are aggressive. I feel
very
like
also who likes to have shower sex, you fucking weirdos.
What that's, do you mean?
Well, if you like being waterboarded,
what do you mean? What do sense. I mean?
Shower one sex is awful.
No, it's not.
One person is always
it's
cold.
Not awful. It's difficult.
You no, it's not.
Do you just have a shower chair?
A shower cuck chair.
I would totally have a shower cuck chair, first of all. But no, you don't need, I don't. Like, you just need to find someone that's an appropriate height, and then it's not an issue.
But, like, I don't like finding places to, like, put my hands, to lean on. Okay.
I don't.
Shower blowjobs are fine. I like those.
I don't like
blowjobs. Everything else.
There's no circumstances.
I am. Me and Colin don't shower together at all. I don't want to be in the shower with him. The only thing I do
in
the shower is exfoliate his body because he's really bad at it.
I like going in the shower and just talking about our days.
That's nice.
Like, casual shower.
Y'all are
days.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, I like I like that.
I hate everything about that for you.
We're adorable. We literally
like that.
Will go in the shower and then
one of you sit in the cuck chair. And
no, that's the thing. I don't understand this cuck chair moment. We just put the shower head between us and like we both have water. Like it's not that big of a deal.
I know.
Big is your shower head.
It's not. So you have the shower and then one of us stands on one side and
yeah.
One of us stands on the other.
So one of you is always
in between. And then we both get water.
Wait, do you have like an orgy size shower?
No, there's a bathtub. I just stand on one side of the shower head and the other person stands on the other. We're short, okay? I'm 5'3",
but
and he is 5'8".
No, I don't,
I need,
usually,
can you guys stand with clothes on? Because I don't, want to see that.
This is your shower head, my microphone. So you stand like this?
No. One's here.
Right.
And one's here.
But then one is always cold.
No.
Do you have a shower head that goes above, like a rainfall?
I'm short enough. We're both.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Stand underneath it.
Gotcha.
So we both get water.
It's like the jerking off thing. One has to be shorter than the other person.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm on board.
But we're both short enough that we can fit under the shower head comfortably.
But then you're blocked. Somebody's blocking the other. If you're both the same height.
No, because this is here and the water is here.
Oh, you're saying underneath.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Underneath the shower head.
Now I get it.
So we can both have water. It doesn't have to be a one person is cold
situation. You should just get one of those rainfall over the top. That'd be perfect for you.
Two shower heads is also an option.
Yeah,
that would also
one that goes from all angles. Yeah,
right, you just have one on either side. That's like the best case scenario.
I think I just don't like how showers are so like usually small in homes. Like if I had like an orgy shower, I'd probably try to have more shower sex
dungeon. Right.
The shower in our sex dungeon is like,
you have a shower even have in there.
The bathroom. It's a three-quarter bathroom. It's a three-quarter bathroom. So, I mean, there's a laundry sink in there. No, the bathroom downstairs is a three-quarter. It's a three-quarter bathroom. Yeah. You've what?
You peed in a laundry
sink? I've done that before, too. I have.
I don't think I've ever peed in a sink
before. Okay, because people, workers were working on our only bathroom in our old house.
Yeah.
And so I had to go like 8 hours a day for 4 days straight without having a bathroom to use, unless I wanted to go somewhere else. And so I just peed in my laundry sink, because whatever.
Because I was drunk. Yeah, some guy was throwing up in the bathroom.
Well, there
and
you
I
go.
I had pee, so I went pee.
It's all going down the drain.
I rinsed out the sink afterwards.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, right. I mean, I've
never. In a laundry sink. It's not like a kitchen sink. Like,
yeah.
I'd pee in a kitchen sink. I'd only pee in the nicest of sinks, to be clear.
Not like a dirty finest dungeon sink.
Right. The finest of sinks only. No sex dungeon sinks. No laundry sinks. Only the finest porcelain sinks.
There can be a nice porcelain dungeon sink.
There could, in theory.
It's not mine. It's not in my house, but
they may exist.
Yeah.
Stainless steel only.
It's like at a hospital.
Oh my god. Just like, I'd have to squat on the counter.
It's very difficult to do. Yeah. To pee in a sink.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I was drunk, so don't ask me. I'm not a good judge of character.
That's hilarious.
All right. That was our bonus episode. Anything else?
Did we bonus well?
We bonused. We bonused well.
She doesn't think we did well.
Is there any other more bonuses for the bonus? I don't know. You tell
safe
me.
Sex. Safe sex. Don't get an STD. If you do, just get treated.
Don't get infections.
Tell your partners.
In a dirty dungeon sink.
Right. don't like wipe your
sink. Don't wipe back to front. Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's bad.
Go left to right.
Do your best. We'll be proud of you.
Come to us for more sex advice tips.
We're really good at it.
All right, bye.
Bye.